Hey everyone, welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. Saul Marquez here, and I'm excited to kick off this episode of Tech RX, your prescription for tomorrow's healthcare device challenges. We're doing this in partnership with Esper, and there's a lot of device challenges out there. We have the solutions to those with the thought leaders we're interviewing. Today, I have the pleasure of hosting Sudhir Reddy. He is Esper's Chief Technology Officer, and he's a hands-on technologist that brings a unique blend of business acumen, product innovation, and development of large-scale DevOps platforms and execution capabilities. I'm so excited to have you here on the podcast, Sudhir. Thanks for joining.
This is so exciting for me as well, Saul. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. And look, definitely am thrilled to be tackling some of the things that we're going to chat with you about. But before we dive into the meat and bones of the content, tell us a little bit about yourself and more about what you do at Esper.
Yeah, thanks, Saul. As you introduced me, I'm the Chief Technology Officer here at Esper, and parts of my responsibilities include the product and engineering function, of course, where we innovate for our customers and things, but also I'm responsible for the customer delight team, as we call it, which is really responsible for going out there, making sure our customers have what they need, that their implementations are going well and smoothly and things. So fun times over here at Esper and never a dull day.
That's for sure. And there's so much innovation in healthcare. And with that innovation, it's devices, both FDA approved and not. And with that comes a lot of different layers, especially around security and compliance. Talk to us about why it's so important in device management and even more important in healthcare.
Yeah, it's great that you mentioned the FDA approved and not, right? So a lot of times, and we're talking about devices here that are either hundreds of devices in the fleet or 100,000 devices in the fleet. So lots of companies have varying sizes of devices and they're all mission critical to what they're doing, especially in the healthcare side of things where you're either impacting a patient's life or their well-being or a practitioner's life or well-being. So companies oftentimes have compliance policies or rules, whether it's mandated by the government or regulatory authority or by themselves, self-imposed, that they need to look at. And that's where Esper comes in with being able to manage devices at large scales, but also with their desired state and with things which I can talk about and what they mean. But essentially what you want to be able to do is take your devices that are mission critical to you, specify what each and every device in that fleet should look like, and then let the platform do its thing where it can actually go and install applications if need be, delete applications if they shouldn't be on the device, etc. Now, security comes in also in this picture in that edge devices, and a lot of times these devices are tablets or phones and things that people carry around. They're, if you think about it, they're the most vulnerable to attacks because it could fall in the wrong hands and easily get into various, it's one of the deepest threat vectors you have. So it's super important, not just for your compliance, but also for your system security that these things are always kept secure.
Yeah, thank you for that. And there's a lot of examples of things that haven't gone well, but the ones that do go well, you don't hear much about. All this stuff happens on the back end, right?
Yes. A good day for me is when I don't get a call from the customer saying, hey, something is penetrated. And speaking of that, you've all heard of the Change Healthcare scenario that recently happened. And these are the kinds of vulnerabilities that every CISO or security officer in the world worries about every day, especially in a highly regulated environment like the healthcare side of things. It's on us, the platform providers for these devices, to make sure that we can ensure the security and safety of those devices.
That's awesome. Yeah. And just having gone through this series, been learning more and more about DevOps, and it's certainly, I'm thinking about Esper as sort of an insurance policy and a backup plan for any vendor wanting to keep things safe. So let's shift here. So with the growth in new healthcare device use cases, like we got remote monitoring, we got distributed clinical trials, what would you say are the needs of device management today that maybe IT executives didn't have to think about 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah. And you mentioned remote patient monitoring and clinical studies. I would also include mission critical and patient critical devices such as therapeutic systems and surgical systems and all of those things into the mix here. A while ago, people could deploy these devices and they were fairly static. Software wouldn't be updated very often on these systems and they would just be there working and things. But today, not just with the pace of innovation that customers go through where they're deploying new applications to these devices every single day or once a week and things, but also that the security necessitates a lot of these updates go out because you found a new vulnerability and you need to patch them and things. One of the things Esper really enables you is to manage those application updates and things at scale, where if you have a new patch that you need to apply or if you have a new application to any one of these regulatory systems and things, we automate all that for you. And even more, so I talked about desired state, which is basically you describe what the desired state for a device is in the system, and we will guarantee that we'll keep it there for you. And if you give us permission, we will go and remediate. Let's say the device, somebody installed a file on the device that they shouldn't have or installed a new application, we will go delete that. Or assuming you've given us permission and that's what you want to do, of course, we will go take care of making sure that device always stays in desired state. So bringing that, circling that back to the security side of things, now you've set your desired state for this device, and we will now say that if a new patch needs to get applied, that is the new desired state for the device, and we will apply the patch to the device. So it's really a great way to automate your entire fleet, make sure your all of your medical systems and your patient-facing systems, everything are up to spec every single day, and you don't have to worry about when things change.
I love it. Yeah, I could imagine this is pretty easy with small numbers, but as device fleets grow, ensuring their compliance has got to be more challenging. Maybe 100 devices isn't that hard, but when you get to 1,000 and 10,000, it definitely is. What would you say are some examples of how IT managers could more effectively manage devices and ensure compliance at scale?
Yeah, the analogy I always use for this is 1 minute of the day you're looking at the forest, and another minute you want to look at some individual tree and identify what happened with the tree and things. And that's what fleet management is all about. It's managing by exception. So what you want to do is, on a day-to-day basis, if everything is humming along, nothing to worry about, then you just want to get a picture of, hey, where the whole forest is and things. But then if that one device or one set of devices is out of your compliance or out of the security needs, that you need to know that an exception has happened. You need to be alerted by things as an IT administrator. Part of what where we're evolving to is that managing by exception. So when an exception happens, you get alerted. Even better, if you tell the system that, hey, if that alert happens, go and remediate it by doing these particular steps, the system will automatically take care of that for you and will actually give you back a message saying that, hey, we found this issue, we fixed it for you, and here you are with your forest back in shape again, is the way I think of it.
I love it. And that analogy really paints the picture, I think, for all of us. For everyone listening, do you have a device fleet out there? Are you doing the best that you can to automate? And rather than put out fires, find out those exceptions and act where you and your team are going to be most powerful. That's where the magic is. And Sudhir, really, I think what you guys are doing is quite innovative in offering this as a turnkey solution for companies.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and elaborating on that a little bit as well, right? I have examples of a really good clinical trial company that I think we're going to have the pleasure of chatting with on this forum as well, where they manage thousands of devices. And as new clinical trials come up, they want to be able to quickly go and add new devices there, specified to that new study, working for that, and stay compliant to that study forever. That's a great use case as well in that same vein there.
That's fantastic. Now, I appreciate the example. And yeah, folks, a little teaser there. We will definitely be highlighting a live example of a cardiac application of this device in the field, research studies. So definitely stay tuned for that one. Let's switch to innovation, Sudhir.
Yeah.
AI is everywhere. And it's a lot more than a buzzword. It's really transforming healthcare. How should healthcare companies with devices be thinking about AI on their devices?
Yeah, that's a great question. And now you've got all my creative thoughts flowing here. AI is both a hype cycle, if you think about it. It's undergoing probably not even at the peak of its hype cycle yet, but it's also life-changing. Mm-hmm. Things are changing so fundamentally with how we do things with AI, especially in the healthcare side of things. We know of several companies where they're trying to deploy AI to their edge devices, whether that's an X-ray machine or whether that's a MRI machine or other patient-facing devices. What they want to do is be able to iterate over their models. These AI is driven by models, and a lot of these models, engineering teams are updating constantly so that they can learn better, they can do things, whatever they're meant to do better, and provide answers better. And they want to push these models to the devices, of course, at any given point. So we are the infrastructure that enables a lot of that modeling for our healthcare clients. So they create a new model. They just update the desired state, as I talked about, and they say, hey, go apply this to all my fleet of X-ray machines, and off you go. Every one of them will get the application, that the model that you're looking to apply. Now, that's on one side. That's on how we are enabling our customers to deploy their workloads onto the device. From an Esper perspective itself, we're looking at so many different things we can be doing for our customers. We already have our support use cases being fed by AI. Support is one of those where if the question is fairly rote and easy, an AI bot can very quickly get the customer the answers that they need. But there's more. Think about what we could be doing by looking at the entire fleet of devices and being able to tell which one of those devices is going to fail in the next few weeks or few days so that you can quickly take action on remediating or sending new devices out there and things. And there's a few things that I'll talk about at the right time that we're cooking up for our customers, but the innovation is just great in the AI world right now. Some of it is hype, but we think that this is life-changing.
Yeah, I certainly agree, Sudhir, and great to hear both sides of it, that teams currently deploying upgraded models can rely on Esper to push those out with no worries. Mm-hmm. But also on the device management side, you guys are leveraging the power of AI to bring forth those exception management situations for people to act smarter, not harder. And the things that you guys are up to are honestly, in my view, game-changing. I think about what Amazon did with AWS and the work that they're doing, giving smaller businesses that typically wouldn't have that type of infrastructure. You guys are actually enabling smaller companies to innovate. Can you share more about how you're doing that?
That's amazing. That's a great thought, right? So if you think about edge AI or AI at the edge or applications at the edge, there are many application developers who target, for example, a set kind of a tablet or a set kind of device and things. The smaller companies, now we're enabling them to take that application that they want to build and quickly be able to get their customers and deploy to their customer devices on an easy basis. Same with AI. If you want to deploy models and things, we make it very seamless for you to manage the entire fleet, whether that's a fleet of 10 for one customer or 10 each for 10 customers or 100 for each customer. We enable all of that mix and match. And we think of ourselves as the underlying foundation for enabling all of their device-based experiences. Lots of great work going on there.
Yeah, well, certainly a great platform. I would say democratizing innovation for the people that want to make a difference in healthcare and beyond, right? I know you guys work beyond healthcare, but this niche of healthcare that we're focused on is certainly a game changer. Look, Sudhir, this has been a really interesting conversation. How do you want to close us today? Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I want to put in a shameless plug if I can. For my blog post, I have a series of blogs on what this means for the industry in general, what DevOps for devices means, which is what we do. It starts anywhere from what is the desired state and how do you then manage fleets at scale? And then I'm going to have a bonus episode coming up on the blog on what we do. So I encourage people to go to esper.io to our blog section, and you can see the blogs there. And there's fantastic content there everywhere from what is Android to how do you manage iOS devices to what is DevOps and things. So that's a shameless plug there for you.
I love it. And folks, just to give you a preview, like I've had a chance to check out some of the content. The vision of DevOps for devices, Sudhir's got a three-part series on that. Definitely something that is worth steeping yourself in if you want to be a master at this trade of DevOps. So, Sudhir, thanks for your thought leadership here. Thanks for sharing it with everyone. And folks, thanks for tuning into this series. Make sure you stay tuned in for the upcoming episodes that we're doing. Again, Sudhir, appreciate your time and thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Saul. This was fun and this was a pleasure.